No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Tuesday, February 12th, 2019. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Let's see, Kim Jong-un or Donald Trump? Who's got a bigger nuclear button? Remember that one? In the aftermath of dueling rallies in El Paso last night, it seemed much of the initial analysis centered on the dubious precept that size matters. Though in politics, well, let's just be candid here, it often does. Who had the bigger rally? President Trump as he launched his 2020 campaign in the Texas border city yesterday, or the former Texas congressman and native son now considering a challenge to the president, Mr. Beto O'Rourke? Addressing a crowd across the street from El Paso County Coliseum, where inside Mr. Trump repeatedly tossed red meat rhetoric to a full house of supporters, Mr. O'Rourke staged his own show of sorts, denouncing Mr. Trump and his claim that El Paso became a safer city thanks to the border fencing erected roughly a decade ago. About that fencing, it was hard not to notice a certain change in messaging in Mr. Trump's rally. The large red banners which flanked the president's podium reading, "Finish the wall," rather than "Build it." This alone appears to be a concession to certain political and fiscal realities, such as A, Mexico's financial contribution to the wall project thus far, B, Congress's unwillingness to fork over anything close to the funding the president has asked for, more on that in just a moment, and C, the fact that there is already fencing across parts of the southern border, all of which makes unlikely by 2020 the originally promised high concrete barrier from Texas Gulf to California shore. More to the point, however, last night's dueling rallies in El Paso may have offered something of a preview of a political showdown to come. Reporter Mallory Falk was covering both events.
Before Trump even touched down in El Paso, local leaders were busy offering a counter-narrative to the president's. Annunciation House, a shelter for migrants and refugees, held a morning press conference where asylum seekers shared their stories. Ruben Garcia is director of Annunciation House.
From President Trump himself, I really don't have a lot of hope. I think he's got his agenda and he's going to stick to his agenda. What I think that his visit is doing is that it's galvanizing many people in El Paso to use their voices, to say, you cannot speak about El Paso this way.
In his State of the Union speech last week, President Trump incorrectly described El Paso as one of the nation's most violent cities until a border wall was built. Outrage ensued. Many El Pasoans, including the mayor, pushed back against that narrative.
America first!
But that didn't stop long lines of supporters from coming out to see Trump. They waited outside the Coliseum in a fierce wind. Pop-up vendors hawked red MAGA hats and deplorable Lives Matter buttons.
Stand our heads, cash or cards!
El Pasoan Rose Griffiths brought her family despite her own mixed feelings.
To be very honest, I have so many things that I love about him and so many things that I'm not too sure about, to be honest.
She says she's for building a wall. More than that, she wanted her kids to experience politics up close, including her teenage son, Evan Robinson.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You know, presidents don't really come to El Paso, never see how things really are, and it's just a really cool experience, you know.
Recent transplant, Daniel Dennis met El Paso native Nicholas Reyes in line. They became fast friends. Reyes was drawn to Dennis's t-shirt, which sported a crude joke about Beto O'Rourke.
He seems like a really cool person. He gave me this hat, so.
A Trump 2020 hat with an American flag on the brim. Dennis is a big Trump fan, but when it comes to the wall.
I have mixed emotions. I'm for it and I'm not for it. I mean, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of time. We already have the border. I think we just upped the border security.
21-year-old Randall Bushberg says he's 100% behind all of Trump's policies and couldn't believe the president was coming to his hometown.
I was like, no way. I thought the closest he'd come was maybe Tucson or Phoenix. And I found out. I said, yeah, I gotta go.
Inside the Coliseum, the crowd cheered as Trump doubled down on the claims that brought so much controversy the week before.
And there's no place better to talk about border security, whether they like it or not, because I've been hearing a lot of things, oh, the wall didn't make that much of a difference. You know where it made a big difference? Right here in El Paso.
Though an El Paso Times analysis of violent crime statistics shows no such thing. Across the street, hordes of counter-protesters listened to former Congressman Beto O'Rourke deliver his own, very different speech.
Here, in one of the safest cities in the United States of America, safe, not because of walls, but in spite of walls.
Teenagers Daphne, Jessica, and Marisol held signs calling for bridges instead. They were excited to rep their hometown, but
I feel like I would have wanted El Paso to be highlighted as a bicultural city and as a border city, but not like this, you know, not with Trump coming in and stuff.
And I just wish people understood how important it is to have ties with Mexico. And it's just a mutually beneficial relationship that should not be broken.
We embrace the bicultural community. And I'm really proud to say that I'm an El Pasoan.
Person after person expressed those sentiments. El Paso's safe and its proximity to Mexico is part of what makes it special. Like these two.
My name is Bobby Ortega and my beautiful wife,
Sylvia Ortega. We go back and forth, and we've all done since I was a little girl. I used to walk down there to see my granddaddy. I've never felt fear or anything.
Ortega says she's fortunate to live in a border city where two cultures come together. And that's what she wants people from all over the country to think about when they hear El Paso. For the Texas Standard, I'm Mallory Falk.